The Museum of the American Revolution, now under construction in Philadelphia, is expected to open next year. While digging the basement for the future museum at 3rd and Chestnut Streets, archaeologists found something interesting. 12 toilet shafts. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on what they found at the bottom of the privy.
Privies are gold mines in the archaeology world. In the 18th century, Philadelphia didn't have garbage collection, so everyone just threw their trash down the outhouse shaft.
And you know, you can learn a lot from people's trash. All their secrets are in their trash.
That is Rebecca Yaman. She's an urban archaeologist hired by the Museum of the American Revolution to monitor the excavation of the construction site to see if anything important pops up. What she found, among other things, were dozens of porcelain cups used to serve a drink called posset.
Posset was this horrible drink that was made out of curdled milk and alcohol. Sounds awful to me.
Yaman also found lots of pre-revolutionary redware pottery.
We realized, oh my, this is another tavern. A lot of drinking going on in Philadelphia before the Revolutionary War. But the great part about that is that's where they were arguing the revolution. You know, they were arguing about politics. They were arguing about how do we get rich? What do we do? How do we live? How do we become Americans?
The colonists did not just go to bars to discuss what it means to be American. Yaman discovered a second tavern on the block operating illegally out of someone's home, the Humphreys. There is a record that the woman of the house, Mary Humphrey, was charged with running a disorderly house.
Now, a disorderly house was an unlicensed tavern that might have prostitutes hanging around.
Among the objects found in the privy of the unlicensed tavern was a mid-18th century bowl. Inside is a picture of a merchant ship called the Tryphena, which sailed many times between Philadelphia and Liverpool. In 1765, after England passed the Stamp Act, which added more taxes to the colonists, the Tryphena carried a message from merchants in Philadelphia to merchants in England, and it asked them to press members of Parliament to repeal that act. The Stamp Act would spur the colonists toward revolution. The Museum of the American Revolution's Vice President for Collections, Scott Stevenson, says the bowl found underneath the museum will become part of the museum.
Among the topics that we will explore in there are methods of resistance that American colonists developed to try to protest things like the Stamp Act.
The excavated objects also tell a much longer story about how urban real estate changed over 250 years, from residential use to retail to light industrial to a national park. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.